There isn't much to do to pass the time at the San Antonio Emergency Shelter for Harvey evacuees except to wait. The Red Cross and others are using the Southside School to provide basic needs for the displaced residents.
We're alive and taking some of our needs getting taken care of as far as having a roof overhead.
But Bruce, not his real name, is also dealing with an opioid addiction, and his withdrawal symptoms are getting worse.
Get hot and cold, hot flashes, cold chills, and sweats, and teary eyes, runny nose, just aches and pains.
As the 56-year-old speaks with me, I can see that he's shaky on his feet. He doesn't look well. 8 months ago, Bruce decided to get off of heroin, and to do it, his body demands a daily dose of methadone. On Thursday, when he boarded the bus from Corpus Christi to San Antonio, he had enough methadone to last till Sunday. We were talking on Monday evening. So how is he coping?
Praying and hurting.
Chris Van Dusen, spokesperson for the Texas Department of State Health Services, says the state recognizes the needs of methadone-dependent evacuees, and officials are working with area clinics.
They'll be able to access methadone at any of the licensed narcotic treatment clinics in San Antonio or the area. Typically, they do need to be able to get there, but they can coordinate transportation with the shelter if they're staying in a shelter. To take them to the treatment clinic to pick up that methadone.
Van Dusen says it would help if the evacuees had some documentation about their recovery treatment. Even an old bottle of methadone with information on the label could suffice.
Well, it doesn't work like that. It's not that easy, and they don't just do that.
Bruce says he's been out twice since coming to San Antonio trying to get methadone. He said on Sunday he went to a hospital emergency room and was turned away.
And I went today to another clinic, but it was closed, and they said they didn't accept insurance or Medicaid, and so we're going to a different place tomorrow.
There are several others in the shelter dealing with the same dependence on methadone as Bruce. Two said they were too sick from the withdrawal to speak with me on mic, but they wanted to know why the maintenance drug couldn't be brought directly to them at the shelter, like other evacuees get their medication. And the answer is rules.
At this point, they've got to receive the medication at a narcotic treatment clinic. We're working now to see if there's some other solution that would allow the medication to be dispensed elsewhere, but we don't have that now.
Bruce said he's counting on getting his methadone dose very soon, but he's also thinking about his options, including going back to the street.
And it's real tempting to go back to using heroin because it makes the pains go away and the sickness goes away.
And as far as Bruce's other problem, like his home and belongings being wiped out by Harvey, he says he doesn't know if he has anything to go back to. In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.